You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The State of Politics blog reports that Senator Kathy Marchione, Republican from Half Moon, who represents parts of Columbia and Rensselaer County, and who has been criticized by Hoosick Falls residents for not calling for hearings on the PFOA water contamination in her district, still is not calling for those hearings, but released a letter June 30th saying she held a productive meeting and listed what is getting done on the issue in Albany. Marchione's meeting with State Operations Director Jim Malatras, DEC representatives, and local officials from Hoosick Falls and Petersburg yielded this information from Marchione. Officials are trying to get a water filtration system for the Berlin School. A preliminary report about fixing the municipal water system in Petersburg says it will cost about $8.5 million. Officials will continue the, quote, if you want it, you get it policy for POET carbon filtration systems for Petersburg and Hoosick Falls. New York will study fixing Hoosick Falls municipal water system. New York will pay for 6 months of water for Town of Petersburg residents, just like the state did for Hoosick Falls residents. And blood tests for Petersburg residents start on July 23rd at the Petersburg Community Center. Marchione listed a few more items and said this is, quote, not the end of this effort. Read the full story in the State of Politics blog. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that there have not been any reported transmissions of the Zika virus in New York from a mosquito bite yet. New York's Department of Health said on June 30th there have been 324 cases of the Zika virus in New York so far, but all cases are travel-associated. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, an Albany Times-Union blog. There are many July 4th-related holiday events all weekend long throughout the area. Among several listed on the Watershed Post, Wyndham celebrates on Monday, July 4th, with a Main Street festival starting at 2 p.m., a parade at 7 p.m., and fireworks from Wyndham Mountain at 9 p.m. Cairo hosts its annual July 4th fireworks display at sunset Monday in Angelo Canna Park behind Main Street. In Delaware County, the Margaretville Fire Department hosts fireworks on both Saturday, July 2nd and Monday, July 4th at their Field Days celebration. In Dutchess County, the Franklin D. Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum in Hyde Park is open July 2nd for a family fun day to celebrate the museum's 75th anniversary with a circus, live swing dance music, tethered hot air balloon rides, a raptor show, and other events. Anyone lighting fireworks this holiday weekend, beware. There are very dry conditions throughout the area. The National Weather Service reported 2.4 inches less rain than usual in June in Poughkeepsie and 1.5 inches less in Albany. The U.S. Drought Monitor lists the entire WGXC listening area as, quote, abnormally dry, with moderate drought conditions in mountainous parts of Greene and Ulster counties. There is little rain in the weather forecast as well. This has been the WGXC News Update.